Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. Welcome to the 2019 CMEA Bay Section Jazz South Festival. We're at Gunn High School today. My name's Keith Johnson. I teach over at El Cerrito High School. Look forward to hearing you guys this morning. I'll be giving you some comments along the way. So a few comments here right off the bat. We can be just a little bit more aggressive. Bop, boo, ba, dum, day, wop. And you know, just to get a shuffle feel, if that's what we're going for, you know, in the right hand we just want a straight ahead pattern. Bang, dangy, ding, gangy, ding, gangy, gang. Then in the left hand, tit, tit, tap, tit, 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 tap, tit, 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 tap, tit, 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 tap. Yeah, I like the inflection in the trumpets. To hear a little bit more from the bass, just I need a fatter sound, a little more note length. Feels a little clipped from where I'm sitting. Yeah, you know, you guys got the right inflection on that line. I'm hearing it now in the sax's bones. Shaking your head there. Did a good job, man. You know what we want to think about when we're soloing is, you know, having a not only a good sense of time and, you know, knowing what notes it is that we're going to play over each chord, but following a jazz melodic contour. So, you know, making sure just like the same things that you guys are doing in your ensemble figures, you want to apply them also to when you're soloing as well. Yeah, ta 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 doom bop. You know, shout chorus here could be a little bit more aggressive. Not to clip those so much. I would fatten out the ends of those phrases just a little bit more. Just fatten out the short note. Beep, bap, boo, bap, bap, bo. All right. You know, some good things happening there, guys. I think that what we could have used was a little bit more of was a little bit more dynamic extremes, like a little bit more on the loud side and a little bit more on the soft side too. Talked a little bit about clipping the notes on the ends of the phrases, just fatten them out a little bit. You guys clearly have understand how to swing eighth notes, because I heard the trumpets do it first and they're solely, and as soon as that got passed around, you can do that same exaggerated phrasing on the melody on the top of the tune. What I was saying to the rhythm section earlier is just, it feels a little bit hollow to me. Bass player, that you know, you can help by fattening out some of the notes that you're playing, lengthening them out so it doesn't feel stopped. And then, you know, the accents and the bass drum can help with that too. So a lot of the figures that you're playing when you're kicking the band, you can add a little bit of the bass drum there to your fills and to your punches so that we have a little bit more bottom to the group. If you guys want to do that as a shuffle, I think I already mentioned, you know, how we can achieve that. But if you're going to do a straight ahead tune, then we need the ride cymbal to drive a little bit more. Bang, dang, goo gang, gang, goo gang. So sort of like, oftentimes I tell my drummers to play through the cymbal rather than at it. I don't know if that makes sense. Usually I have a cymbal and I can do a visual, but... I haven't heard this tune in a long time. I know it as a flugelhorn feature, at least that's what the original was. Cool to hear it here as a tenor. You know, I'm personally not always a fan of when it comes to rhythm section parts, what's written on the page. I always feel that whatever feels best for the chart that you're playing is what you should play. So if it was me doing this arrangement, I would have the drummer on brushes. And even, you know, it could even be left-hand brushes, or left-hand brush on the snare, and then the right hand on the ride. So since this is a straight eighth feel, you know, you'd want to have that 16th note pulse. Dee-bee-dee-bee-da-ba-da-ba-dee-bee-dee-bee-da-ba-da-ba-dee-bee-dee-bee-da-ba-da-ba. So we're all feeling the pulse the same way. See, right now, in this section here, the way that the part's written, the drum part's written, it feels like felt like a rock ballad. I don't think that that's what this tune is. Very nice here, guys. Yeah, nice work. Sounds great on the tenor sax. Congratulations. When you guys started to wind things down there on the end of it, that was very, very musical. I very, very much appreciated that. I think the challenging part about that last piece is the getting it to flow. And that little red clay. The second time I got to hear this tune today. Second time in a row, in fact. It's a good tune. Yeah, trombones. Work on the drums. And on that opening brass. My only suggestion is the syncopated notes, like the when you guys are hitting on the end of two. I just want to pop it a little bit more. It needs a little more front to the note. Same thing I was just saying to the trumpets, you know, just a little more bite on the syncopated entrances. Oh. The trumpet solos, you're doing a really good job, man. Now that the background's come in, though, you got to kick it up a little bit so we can hear you. Bravo, good work. No one's clapping for you, I'm clapping for you. I appreciate the rhythm section staying out of the way here, but like, don't lose your intensity on the tune. Ding, ding, ga-do-go. Especially in the bass. That bass line drives this whole tune. Drums. You're playing well. You're not convincing us here. Needs to be a little more aggressive. You can't be apologetic about this, like these fills. To me, this section needs to be a little more aggressive. Yeah, see, and then this part makes a little more sense. You guys got to build to this, and this I think even could be a little bit louder. All right, listen, you guys are playing this tune very well. So my comments here are just, are more of like a opinion kind of thing. I think you guys need to play this tune a little more aggressively. The time is good, the articulations are good, the feel is there. I just think when it lets loose, you gotta bite in a little bit more. Thank you. Again, it's a little more aggressive with the drums. All right, guys. Very good group here. Very well prepared. Some good teaching going on, you know. I just encourage you guys to exaggerate a little bit more. On this tune, you talk dynamically. On the first tune, how we're playing the figures, you know, swinging a little bit harder, fattening out some of the notes on the ends of the phrases so that they're not so clipped. Yeah, I think all of the ingredients there for you guys to have a really successful year. You probably already are having a successful year, but anyhow, I hope that comments were helpful for you today. Keep listening to this music. You know, if you hear Freddie Hubbard's original on Red Clay, once the solo gets going, man, they really dig in hard and get pretty aggressive with it. So, you know, listen, imitate, and you know, good things will happen. Anyhow, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. My email address is Keith, KEITH, @cmeabassection.org. Thanks so much for playing today.